Thank you, Mr. President. The first one is the Mason-Dixon Woodworkers. They're requesting $1,100 for their Christmas toy program. A donation of 500 is able to produce 50 toys in the value of $2,000. They are targeted to make 1,300 toys this year. Last grant received was $1,100, which was $220 from each council member.
Pleasure, Council.
Move to do the same.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,100 to the Mason-Dixon Woodworkers for their charitable outreach program, being $220 from each councilmatic district.
Yes, good program.
Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Rehoboth Beach Historical Society is requesting $5,000 to complete the second floor of its building. The purpose of the construction is to increase the exhibit area, attract more visitors, increase storage space, and accommodate more people during their lectures. Last grant received was $2,500 from Mr. Cole.
I would like to do the same. $2,500.
Second.
Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Arlette, to grant $2,500 Mr. Cole's council bank account, the Rehoboth Beach Historical Society, for their capital campaign. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yay.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one. Seaford Volunteer Fire Company is requesting $1,950 for a trailer to haul their utility task vehicle that is used for fire suppression in the areas that are hard to reach with normal vehicles. There have been no past council grants.
Someone can make a motion out of my account?
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Also, yeah.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Mm-hmm. The grant Seaford Volunteer Fire Department $1,950 for their utility task vehicle trailer.
Yep.
From my council account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yay.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Proposed ordinance and introduction. Mr. Moore?
There are none. Excuse me. There are none, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments.
Yes.
Arlette.
Well, first off.
Found your note. No.
I did find the email, but you guys, anybody want to go first?
I want to just remind council that, well, I don't want to talk about the case we just voted on, but we have worked, you have, B1, you have to look source water, and you have to look at environmental protection areas. Please, I beg of you. Lots more applications are coming your way. You know that. And you know how the people feel. And I hope that you all can work with those folks that got up and left today. Very unhappy. And that's my request.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Arlette?
Oh, you good?
Yep.
Mr. President, yeah, I did find the email, so I want to make sure I read it publicly here because I had mentioned that I would, and I did find the email, so I appreciate the opportunity. This is from an email that I received yesterday from a Lori Johnson, and I will just read the email. It is, Mr. Arlette, I hope this email finds you well. I am unable to attend tomorrow's monthly Sussex County Council meeting and want to keep you apprised of the current Mallard Lakes HOA situation. If you could share the email below with our county council members and fellow Sussex Countyans during tomorrow's session, it would be much appreciated. All to be put in the minutes, please. So we have 24 units below FEMA's minimum flood elevation, no COs, and multiple insurance claims. It is my understanding every habitable, quote-unquote, habitable building must meet FEMA regulations, whereby making the county compliant. I made two email attempts to get clarity regarding flood insurance for the 24 units, December 3rd and December 11th, no response. Several verbal attempts were made at the Mallard Lakes annual October meeting by various affected and unaffected homeowners. We were told via Peggy Holt, IMG insurance representative, quote, by directive of the board, that information is not to be disclosed, unquote. As you can see, we are in a bit of a quandary. Transparency is important when it comes to insurance information, given the multiple insurance claims, questionable insurance claims, and multiple lawsuits against the association is needed for accurate real estate disclosures. I'm sure the council comprised of both realtors and people who hold the best interest of residents in their decision-making process understand our dilemma. This directly affects the state of Delaware, FEMA, and Sussex County agencies. Thank you, Lorraine Johnson, 267 Mallard Lakes. I just wanted to read that, as I promised that I would. Beyond that, Councilman comments, Councilwoman Deaver, I wish you all the very best. God bless you. And I wish Seriously. And I wish all of Sussex County a very Merry Christmas and look forward to a great coming year.
Anything else from council? Councilmember comments. Mr. Lawson.
Just a public service reminder, we will have a reception for Ms. Deaver at the conclusion of this meeting. We also have one item to address after executive session on today's agenda.
Correct. Party time.
Correct. Any more comments from council?
And thank you for that opportunity. That's a new thing we started, a year ago. Thank you. That was great.
But also on behalf of myself and council, thank you for your service. I think the citizens have been well served in your district and the whole county. You certainly expressed with great passion sometimes your concerns, and that was good. You did a great job for your citizens. You really did.
I didn't win.
Wish you and Bill and your family well and in your new retirement, and hope everything will be very nice for you and your family.
Thank you very much. Maybe you want to think about the person representing that district, have a little bit of help because it's super busy.
Sure. And also on behalf of council, myself, wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and it's going to be a great new year, I'm sure, for all of us, hopefully. And I entertain a motion now to go into executive session for collective bargaining, personnel, land acquisition, and pending and potential litigation.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in executive session for those items, and we're going to be downstairs.